So as we heard earlier, Ofcom, the TV and radio regulator, is utilising a big promotional push for audio description, otherwise known as AD. So how is the current service for users and how can it be improved and pushed out to more people? Well, Colin Palgrave is a regular user and he joins us now to give us his impression of the service. Colin, thanks for talking with us. Tell us a little about yourself and really about your first encounter with audio description, please.
Well, you're welcome. My name's Colin. I'm actually totally blind from birth, and I'm in my 60s. I guess the first audio description I ever encountered was when I was a child, when my father used to do it, when he would describe cowboy films when I was about 10 years old, and he was very good at it. And I never dreamed in those distant days in the 1960s that we would actually have a service. I never believed that people would actually pay to give us this service. So that's absolutely wonderful. And I would say to anyone who's thinking about it, absolutely try it, because it is a fantastic service.
So what were your first experiences like using AD, and how do you actually listen to audio description at home, Colin?
Well, I first heard about it on RIB Communication. I don't know if anyone remembers, I was one of the first people to get a NetGem box, which was an internet-enabled box, which was the first way audio description on the television was delivered. And I got this thing home and set it up. I couldn't believe it. It was absolutely marvellous. The audio description is slotted in between the dialogue. So the first thing is that they never actually talk over the dialogue or anything important. So you always hear the film or the TV programme. And the describers have a script which they write beforehand. And it's very slick, very good.
So what kind of things do you watch, Colin, and does it make a huge difference to your viewing experience, if you like?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I watch films, anything from The Exorcist to modern films, Vera, for example. There's loads and loads of stuff. I like Panorama, as described, documentaries, films, the big series, the big drama series that we get now are described. It is, I have to say, now it's got to the point where I look to see if a programme is described, and if it's not described, I usually don't bother with it.
Yeah, I mean, speaking to Ofcom says the TV companies usually have about 10% of the programmes that are audio described. That's the kind of mandatory figure, but most of them are trying to up the game and raise it to about 20% of the programmes. How would you think things actually are just now in terms of the amount of programmes that are audio described? Is it satisfactory or could there be a lot more?
Well, there could be more, and occasionally you get the odd glitch, like they'll start a series described, and then you get to the third episode, and suddenly the description falls out. I think there are various technical reasons why that happens. So there are a few glitches, but they are rare. Yes, we definitely would like more. We always want more, don't we? But it's pretty good. I mean, the major series tend to be described. Quite a lot of the films are, not all of them, by all means. But it's good, but there is room for improvement, obviously.
Do you feel that the broadcasters take it seriously, Colin? Do they actually look after it and try and improve the service as you go along, or do you get the feeling it's a bit of an afterthought at this moment in time?
Well, I do wonder if sort of in the sort of psyche of sighted folks, whether they wonder why we visually impaired folks want television so much. So I don't know how seriously they take it, but I would say, for that, addressing that point, that television is very important to blind and partially sighted people, not least because TV is our mainstay when it comes to cultural content. I mean, television is still the main source of information for the average person. So if we're denied television, we are denied a big chunk of information.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So as we say, this campaign is underway. As a blind person, Colin, what would your kind of strap line be for this campaign? What would you want the TV companies really to hear at this moment in time?
I would say for myself, I could OD on AD. Audio description is fantastic. And as I say, I think we probably need to make blind and partially people more aware of it. And people do like it. Blind people watch television, you know, contrary to what anyone might believe, and they enjoy it. So I would say to Ofcom and others involved, you know, good work so far, but we do need more, definitely, and we need more audio description.
Well, let's hope this campaign means that you're going to get it and going to get it very soon. Colin Palgrave, many thanks for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
OK, thanks for talking to me.